I know it. I can hear your sister laughing.
Yeah, I know.
What telephone she's at? Is she at? Hey, David.
Hey, what?
Hey, your sister, don't tell her. We're recording this.
Good. Hey, guess what?
Huh?
My uncle came over here, and he's in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
Be quiet. He's in the Air Force, you know, and
uh-huh.
It's the first time he's been home since about November.
What's going on?
What?
Who else is at your place?
Jan and Joni, and that's all it's right in here.
Oh, I see. Who's telling you Marine?
Huh?
Who said Marine? No, Air Force. Oh. Stanley,
can I talk to you?
Yeah, I guess so. What? Well, where?
Hi.
Howdy.
Who's this?
This is Lemoyne. Okay, I'll get him, okay?
No, I want to see Stanley.
this is Lemoyne, but what do you want? What do you want to know?
No, this is Stanley.
No, this is Lemoyne.
Oh, Lemoyne?
What?
Lemoyne?
What?
Lemoyne?
What?
Is Stanley there?
No, I think he's downstairs.
Oh, did he tape me this morning?
What?
Did he tape that conversation this morning?
Yeah.
He did.
No, not really.
Oh. If he did, he's gonna get it.
There was something wrong with it.
Oh.
But there's nothing wrong with the recorder right now. But I'm not recording. I'm out. I'm outside here.
Hey, Lemoyne.
You know Revelation 21:8?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is it?
Oh, you know Revelation 21:8?
Yeah.
You know what it says?
Yeah.
Just hang on a minute. I'm not recording you. Hello?
Hello?
This isn't Lemoyne, this is Stan.
I know it. I knew it all the time.
We've been recording up here a little bit. You knew it all the time, huh?
I don't put it down here. Huh?
We've been recording up here.
You've been recording what?
Well, the conversation.
My conversation?
Yeah.
You're on camera. I'm on
camera. Oh. Yeah? Oh, boy. What have you been doing all day?
Nothing. I went uptown.
Did you?
Bought me a purse, glove.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I've been
what have you been doing all day?
Racking my eyes, trying to read.
Racking your eyes?
No, it's the name of the book is Dodsworth. I call it Dodsworth.
I can't hear you.
The name of the book is Dodsworth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I call it Dodsworth.
Oh, yeah, that book you were talking about before.
Yeah. This is the drabbiest book I've read in a long time. It's all about this couple that goes to Europe, and they always get in quarrel. They get in a fight all the time, and the husband, he says he's going to divorce her, and it's all a bunch of junk. And it goes on a lot like that, and they get in fights. And, oh, man, it's a...
What a
daddy
book.
Yeah. It goes on too much like that. If it would have changed something, but it isn't. It just goes on with the same thing over and over again. Well...
Huh?
Who's pushing the...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Could you hear me?
What?
Listen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You could?
Yeah.
I turned the dial.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Stanley?
What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You can hear me when I...
When you turn it too far, you can't hear anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Could you hear me?
No, I mean, I could hear the little clicks because you're dialing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you between the clicks.
Oh, my goodness.
You have babysit tomorrow?
Why?
No, I'm just wondering if you're coming to church.
I don't think so. If she asked me, I'm not gonna.
Did you? What?
I had to tell her, no, and we're maybe not here no more.
You know, Friday night, did you get a telephone call?
Yes, I got a telephone call.
Did David tell you who it was?
No.
It was Clinton.
Will you stop it? It was who?
It was Clinton.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, just wait.
Didn't your brother even tell you?
Mm-mm.
No, it wasn't Clinton, it was David. We're gonna come over.
Huh? He closed the door and locked it and did it.
We were gonna come over there, but
kid, I was blaming everything on him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean we'd be in any trouble.
No, that was okay. I even thought that was funny.
Anyway, we're going to run over there. I know where it is now. It's 108 South Washington Street in the corner of Maple. It's a double-story house, and it's on the lower floor. It's a big white one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's a black one.
A black one?
Uh-huh.
I'm not colorblind yet, I hope.
Don't know which house it is.
Huh?
I'm going to make y'all up so you won't know which house it is.
Oh, I know which house it is. My grandpa took me over there. When we dropped off David to babysit this Sunday night.
Huh?
You know when we dropped David off to babysit this Sunday night?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, did you drop him off?
Thursday night. Oh, Wednesday night.
Family?
What?
Yeah, I know when you dropped him off.
Uh-huh, it was like...
Thursday, Wednesday.
No, it was Thursday night. That's when it was.
Wednesday.
Here's David. I gotta go rinse Joni. Here.
Okay.
It was Wednesday.
Hello?
Hey, David?
Yeah?
Still there?
Huh?
Still here?
Yeah.
Oh. I just wondered. I've been recording the whole thing up here. We still got the recording with you. Can I speak to David? Can I speak to Jim? Why not? Wait a minute, there's something wrong again. Just hang on a minute. There's something wrong here.
Are you guys going to go to sunrise service tomorrow?
Yeah.
And he says, do you have something to say? He says, say something, anything, tell me a joke. died laughing. I'd say it was so funny. And then he got to where he couldn't stand up. So he kept blabbering and everyone. So he leaned down on the desk, you know, in the office, like a big thing where you're spying and everyone. And he leaned down on that and suddenly fell off.
Oh, man.
Oh man.
He's been drunk and he's been down here.
Well, why in the world did he get drunk? Huh? Was he mad because he lost his position or what he's bowling?
Huh? He was bowling real good.
Just got drunk on purpose, huh?
No, he just can't stop drinking. Drink. But he could hold it because he doesn't get sick.
Are you going to be able to go there tomorrow?
He can't ankle for the ball.
Are you going to be able to go there tomorrow?
Huh?
Are you afraid to go? Are you afraid to get
started? Oh, I'm going to stay home tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Be a homebody tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'll probably be doing too. I have a lot of work. I'm going to have to go over and play someplace tonight. It was a lot of fun. Some guys there to talk to.
I tell you guys have to play someplace all the time.
No,
you get tired of it?
Just wait till if you start singing. If you sing for the Glee Club or something like that, and you start going around, you get so sick and tired of it, and you can't say no because, you know, the guys, they think
I'm already in a jam.
Are you?
Because, you know, our trio, I'm in a trio.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
And we travel all the place. And so, a couple Fridays ago, we went down and got Yuba City.
Oh, you
just... Everyone had to sing there.
You just
and
wait.
Then they want us to go up to Portland for a week and sing up there for this convention.
When did you get out of school?
And I... How can I miss a week of school? I mean, I left there to catch up.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be too much. But I have to go.
Boy, you just wait. You'll find out it isn't as much fun as you're going to think it is.
And we got to sing five songs in Yuba City, and I have to sing two solos. In front of a great...
Yeah, there's a lot of them at those conventions, boy. It gives you the scare because, well, it doesn't. When
guess
I put,
what I saw today?
Huh?
I saw this horrible looking thing.
Where?
At school. It went past our school. It was just awful.
What
was
it?
Terrible. It was going,
what do you mean, a car or something or what?
No, it was this thing. I don't know what it was. It was awful.
What was it?
Huh?
What was it, I mean?
It was the ugliest thing. Oh, it was awful. I can't even explain it. Ooh, it had knobs, and it had, giving a little ugly nose. And it had
an animal or something?
Ooh, I don't know what it was. And it had giving a little hairy arms and hairy hands.
Oh.
And ooh, it was just awful. I had giving a little feet and hands.
Where'd you see this?
Claws and everything.
At the school today?
Walking right down the street.
Yeah, figure out what that could have been.
And it was like everybody started screaming, you know. And it just walked past it just like, you know, nothing. Just like, you know, no.
Was it?
I mean, not that it's out of phase or anything.
Man, I can't believe it.
Wait, I think I know what it is. Oh, now I remember what it was. I knew right away, but I was too scared to even mention anything. We just was all paralyzed, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought it'd be something like that. Oh man, I knew it. It couldn't be anything if you couldn't tell us say what it was. Hey, you know, I think I figured out who that guy was. Remember you were telling me a long time ago there's some guy at your school. He acted real tough and he said his face was all cut up or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I figured out who that was.
He's in high school.
Huh?
He's
yeah.
In high school.
And did he have blonde hair?
Scarred up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew who that was. This guy named Lowry got in a car.
Yeah, Lowry.
He got in a car accident, and he went right through the windshield. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Got his whole face cut up. Man, he was a sight there for a long time.
What do you mean?
The killer doesn't like bad investments. I told him you lost his money, not who for, so get down. Your coat and your horse.